Memorial Day weekend marks the unofficial start of tourist season, and on Nantucket Island off Cape Cod, traffic becomes a major problem as ferries bring carloads of visitors from the mainland. Many of the tiny island's 10,000 year-round residents feel swamped by cars and SUVs, and they want something done about it. From member stations WCAI and WNAN, Steve Young reports.
In the novel Moby Dick, Herman Melville describes Nantucket in lyrical terms as, quote, a way offshore, a world in itself. Today, Nantucket has parlayed that image into considerable wealth. Every summer, 50,000 vacationers, many of them rich and famous, enjoy Nantucket's immaculate beaches, its narrow cobblestone streets, and handsome gray cedar-shingled houses, many dating back to the 18th century. Nantucketers know that preserving the past is key to protecting their bottom line, which is why so many are worried about a very modern problem, traffic. Linda Williams serves on the Nantucket Historic District Commission.
We have situations with summer renters that will come for a couple of weeks or a month, and they'll have five individuals, and all five individuals will have their own car, and all five individuals with their own car will be downtown at the same time, and they live two blocks away from town. I know of a family that does that. That's the stuff that doesn't make any sense.
There are 14,000 cars registered on Nantucket. Anti-car advocates point out that if all of them were put bumper to bumper, the line would stretch 75 miles. The island itself is only 14 miles long, has about 100 miles of roadway, and not a single traffic light. During the height of tourist season, up to 300 cars and trucks a day disembark from ferries at this loading dock at the end of Broad Street. Greg Lockhart, who manages Young's Bike Shop on the waterfront, says even before the unofficial start of summer on Memorial Day, the volume of traffic is overwhelming.
We're at a critical mass here. There's times if you try to cross town now where you're in gridlock and it's May, you just can't get from one side of town to the other now.
Last month, by a huge margin, voters at town meeting passed an article asking the Massachusetts legislature to grant the island's so-called home rule, the right to control traffic in any way island officials see fit, including limiting or even banning new registrations. Selectman Matt Fee argues that such limits will actually increase tourism.
The more unique and special we are, the better we're all going to do on the island. And I think if we don't do anything, it's going to affect tourism negatively.
But supporters of home rule are divided on exactly what can be or should be done to control traffic. Linda Williams argues the island shouldn't try to limit cars unless it's willing to pay for a better public transit system.
Nantucket's NRTA only runs half the year, if that. And it doesn't run to all the locations in Nantucket. And it does not run 24 hours a day, leaving a large portion of the after-movie, after-dinner crowd without transportation. There are a lot of other issues that have to be addressed before you can say you can't bring a car here.
A restriction on Nantucket cars would also be resisted on the mainland. Wendy Northcross of the Cape Cod Chamber of Commerce says any such actions could create massive parking problems in Hyannis, where tourists catch the ferry. But Northcross acknowledges that Nantucket's traffic dilemma is Cape Cod's problem as well. She says the Cape is almost an island itself, with a narrow connection to the real mainland. Every car that ends up on Nantucket must first cross one of two bridges onto the Cape and then travel a narrow, winding two-lane highway to the ferry landing. Northcross says the result is too many cars traveling on outdated roads.
We're working with 17th century infrastructure, with maybe the exception of the bridges. There are no new roads. We can't widen roads people don't want or don't support widening roads. There's not a lot of money to do that. And you have, two slender bridges to get here, and it just doesn't accommodate the current desire.
Nantucket's request for home rule probably won't be taken up by the legislature until the fall. That means for at least another summer, a short drive from an island beach house at sunset to a fancy downtown restaurant for dinner will remain a long and frustrating ordeal. For NPR News, I'm Steve Young on Nantucket.